When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Never have a problem in that community.
Every human is a unique, beautiful snowflake.
Yes, it is.
Are you ready for sports?
Word, snowflake.
Let's do sports.
What's the first thing you want to talk about?
We'll do college football and football, and then we'll talk about the Ngannou fight.
Yeah. Okay. So, yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Boom. What's up, DI?
All right. So we got the college.
I said,
football
what's up?
First. What do you mean, what's up?
Very rude not to say word I'm up or something, you know. Yeah, I'm cool.
Well, I'm saying I want to get right into it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
The college football playoff rankings came out. Okay.
Right.
And this shouldn't be a surprise. Okay. Ohio State's number one. They got the two best quality wins if they beat Notre Dame and Penn State. Okay.
Right.
Georgia doesn't have a great win, but they're number two.
They're
Michigan
still undefeated, and they're back-to-back right. national champions. So you got to give them you got to give them love, bro. Till you beat the champ.
The top five teams: Ohio State, Georgia, Michigan, Florida State, and Washington, all undefeated. One loss teams. Now this is where
I think Oregon State is right behind Washington, right?
No, Oregon is right behind Washington. Let me finish.
I mean Oregon. My bad. Oregon. Yeah, they got a good team.
Yeah. Gonna go through the top ten.
Yeah.
All right. So Oregon's number six, and this is where the college football rankings go haywire for me. Okay.
Right.
Texas is seven. Alabama is eight. Oklahoma is nine. And Ole Miss is 10. All right. Right. So people are saying like, oh, that, yeah, okay. You know, but this is what I can't stand about college football, all right, is that people's opinions get into the conversation where the facts should tell the story, okay, and the results right. should tell the story. And this is what I like. This is where – if this was the NFL, okay, so Texas beat Kansas at home, all right? Right. Texas beat Alabama on the road.
Right.
All right?
Which is Alabama's only loss.
Right. Oklahoma – beat Texas on a neutral field.
Right.
Okay. Oklahoma lost at Kansas. And Kansas now is right. the number 21 ranked team, and they're 6-2. Okay. In what universe does the Oklahoma neutral field victory over Texas make them lower than Texas in the rankings now? I will never understand this about the Cowboys because they say, oh,
there must be some, some sort of bias, maybe a lot of voters from Texas or something.
It's the fact that there is voting. Okay. Cause then people had their opinions that, well, Oklahoma, you know, well, Oklahoma beat Texas. Okay. That's period. End of story. Neutral field. That result puts Oklahoma ahead of Texas. But no, they're not. But then everybody says, like, well, Texas won at Alabama. Okay, that's great. But Oklahoma still beat Texas. Maybe Oklahoma will be behind Texas and Alabama if they play Alabama and Alabama beats them. But until that happens, Oklahoma still needs to be ranked ahead of Texas. But this 100%. Is where the rankings go wrong. And people will argue right. this with me, and I'll argue it with them. It's like if this was the NFL or any other sport, Oklahoma would be ranked ahead of Texas because of the way they got the result on a neutral field. Right. And Oklahoma's lost on the road against a team that Texas beat at home. So all three of those teams, if you've ranked those three teams together, it should be Oklahoma 1, Texas 2, and Kansas 3. I don't right. get it. So, you know.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Yeah. The past couple of weeks, there hadn't been that many good games.
No. Well, like let me tell you. I'll tell you some I saw and see if you saw them. Did you see the – maybe not because maybe it's a Western Coast game, but did you see the Oregon Utah game?
Yes, I did. They beat the piss out of them too. I was surprised about that result. Oregon killed them. Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you this. At first, I was on that Caleb, and I even thought maybe Deion Sanderson, Shakur, who was looking Shams, good early. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But bro, to me, there's nobody better than Bo Nix. He's ridiculous. Yeah. I think he is the huh.
Yeah, because Penix hasn't looked that great the past couple weeks for Washington. It's kind of weird, you know, even though they're undefeated still. But, you know, Bo Nix has looked better.
Bo Nix, he's a Conrad, Alabama boy, you know.
Right.
And I think just he's what was his – in this game, I'm looking at the statistics. He was 24 for 31.
Bo Nix is not an Alabama.
He was an Auburn boy. Yeah, he went to Auburn. But
that's not – Conrad hates Auburn.
No, I know. That's
– right.
Okay, yeah, you're right. So basically, he was Mr. Alabama, went to school in Alabama, but he went to college in Auburn, and then he transferred to Oregon, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so next
go ahead.
What was I saying? This week's games, the results last week were kind of like, you know, standard. But this week, you know, this typical, the ranking people do this for TV ratings. You know, they got Missouri ranked number 12, number 2 Georgia this week, and that's going to make people are going to think it's an impressive win for Georgia if they beat them, but they beat the piss out of Missouri every year. Like, that's going to be, I don't see any issues that Georgia's going to have with them. Ohio State's playing Rutgers. They should kill them. Michigan is playing Indiana. They should beat the piss out of them. And Michigan's got this thing now with the, you know, they're in trouble with this, the recording thing. And I just wonder if this is going to make them, you know, mad. And
Michigan?
They're just going to try. Yeah. The thing with them.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of heat. They're getting a lot of heat. Yeah. The sideline guy.
Right. And there's another interesting game here. Two more interesting games. Washington is.
Can I just tell you, tell you real quick? There was a game that I saw, bro. It was a UCLA 28, Colorado 16. Mm-hmm. All right. And they just, their slide just continues, bro. This guy got sacked 7 times. Yeah. Shakur did. This is like the third time they've done that to him. And the worst part of everything, not only do they lose their game, did you hear other stuff got stolen from the locker room?
Right. Yeah.
And Deion would say, "Yeah, need to be compensated."
Yeah, they're just eroding into irrelevance. They were a hot thing in the first couple weeks of the year, but now it's like they're 500.
That's all I can say.
But this week there's a couple interesting games. You got LSU at Alabama, which could throw a wrench into the SEC because you'll have a 2-loss LSU team that might win the West And if LSU with two losses beats an undefeated Georgia team in the SEC championship game, what do you do? Common sense would dictate that LSU should be the entrant in the playoff because they won their conference championship. But how do you put a two loss team in the conference championship if all these other teams have like 0-1 loss? That's a problem you have with five major conferences and only four teams can go. The other game that might throw a wrench in
Alabama. Let me ask you a question. Alabama plays Georgia, right? Later on in the year?
No. They'll play in the
unless it's a CC and the SEC championship. All right. So I just think, bro, Milrow, he just needs to improve to be because this is like the country's best offense, LSU. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Right.
And they got that guy, Jaden Daniels, who has 28 touchdowns. The guy's a beast. And, you know, Alabama's going to have to stop. And I don't think they got the defense to stop this high octane offense, but we'll find out.
Yeah. Hang on a second. I got to make a call here real quick. Right.
Yep.
Did you see that one trailer I sent you, Conan?
Which one?
I sent you a lot of random shit. Reptiles with Benicio del Toro.
Right.
Did you watch the trailer? No, I'm about to watch it when we're done. So I was wondering what you thought of the trailer, or if you saw it.
Yeah, the trailer looks pretty cool.
Yeah, he's really good.
Is it just one movie? Is it episodes?
Yeah, it's a movie.
All right.
And then it's
on Netflix.
Yeah. Uh huh. And then in the trailer, the creepy neighbor is Michael Pitt.
Right. You remind me a little bit of you.
Well, Michael Pitt was Jimmy Darmody on Boardwalk Empire, but you don't see him too much because he's supposed to be like a pain in the ass, kind of. So it's cool to see him. He's good in everything.
What's his name?
Michael Pitt.
What did he play on Boardwalk?
Jimmy Darmody.
Okay.
All right. He was Nucky's guy the first season, then he turned on him in the second.
Right.
The kid, yeah.
Dirty Irish.
Yep.
All right. So we're going to pick up where we're left. Okay. All right. So another game that might throw a wrench in everything is USC is hosting Washington. Washington hasn't looked as good as they have the past couple weeks, but USC's defense is terrible. However, Riley's a great home coach. Like, he's got a ridiculous home record. Okay. So if they win, like, this is the thing with these teams that have the teams get one loss, it's going to throw a wrench into all the everything because, you know, teams have to win their conference championships. There's going to be one and two lost teams. There's conference championships. You can only pick four out of the five teams to go. So that's going to be an interesting game. If USC wins, it's going to make things a bitch for the committees to figure out like who should be ranked where, but those are like the only games of note this weekend in college football. But
who you got in that game, by the way?
I still like Washington. I think USC's defense is atrocious. Yeah.
Every day we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you're ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Conan and Joe.
What up?
Joe.
Yes, sir.
Have you been shaving?
No.
It doesn't look like it, but I did shave my face around my goatee last week. Yeah.
Now, do you notice how I keep myself well-groomed? Like, I have a nice, clean... I shave in a certain style. I shave my neck. I shave my cheeks. And I keep, like, a little bit of facial hair because girls think that's sexy.
Very right, designable.
What's this face effect? When you get older and you got a little bit of the little stubble and the gray, the girls think that's sexy.
Salt and pepper look.
So I've been using Harry's razors for a while, okay? They're five blade shavers, all right? They're packaged in these cool, like if you go to the store, okay, and you see the shaving section, Harry's, it's well packaged and it comes in a box. It's not like in the little plastic thing like all the other stuff comes in. I shave because I want to look well-groomed, okay? And my experience with Harry's has been great. I've been using Harry's for years. One of the things I like about Harry's is that the color of the handle matches my eyes. I have very beautiful green eyes, and it's kind of like an olive and a green in this everything. So it's a very good looking razor. Okay. And if you want a good quality shave, a smooth shave, use Harry's. I've been using it for years. You can see my facial hair. I keep myself well groomed. I know a lot of wrestling fans out there, you don't groom yourselves well. Harry's razors are what you want to use. Okay. So a smooth shave shouldn't be rough on the wallet either. The starter set is a $13 value for just $3.
It's unbelievable.
That's it. It's just $3. Okay, you go to the store, you see razors sometimes. They're like ridiculous prices, but this is a professional razor that looks better than the other razors on the racks, and it's just $3.
Well, tell them what else they get with it, too.
Yeah, it includes a 5-blade German engineered razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover.
$3.
They schedule delivery for refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for other blades. So Harrods makes the products that will give you the best shave ever. It's got creams, washes, and lotions that will keep your skin healthy and hydrated. Blades made in their own factory in Germany to stay sharp. Guys who try to say their 8th shave is as sharp as their first. It's sleek, ergonomic weighted handles that look great in your bathroom and give you precise control with each swipe. And Harrods has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry. Just look it up. And they're still offering a no-risk trial. You don't like your shave? No worries. It's on them. So get your best shave ever with Harry's razors and skincare products. Get a $13 starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/K100. That's harrys.com/K100 for a $3 starter set. You got to try Harry's. I've been using it for years.
Plus, the great thing about it is that I also like to have a little stubble, but when I have to have a close shave because I'm going to go to an award ceremony or something, you know, on TV, and I want to get that close shave, I use Harry's. And, bro, it's very, very economical, and it comes with, a shaving gel. So keep yourself groomed. Get a nice, smooth, close shave at harrys.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
So the NFL this past week, so the Raiders fired their coach and general. They fired everybody. They suck. They haven't scored more than 20 points but one time this year, and they scored 22 points one game because they got a safety late. Right. So they suck. Like, it's funny too here, because like there's tons of Raiders fans in town, but they just suck. You know, it's like, I think they're, and it's surprising they suck so bad because they got like Davante Adams and Josh Jacobs, and their defense is not that bad. You know, so they fired the offensive coordinator, the coach, GM, everybody. So.
Yeah. But Garoppolo led the league in fucking in interceptions. This Aiden O'Connell guy that they're going to put in there the last game. I'm a Raider fan, bro. I don't like hearing this, but that Aiden O'Connell guy, the last game he was in, he was brutal Bob Evans. And now they're going to put him back in there. They've had 9 coaches in 10 years. Fucking place is a clusterfuck.
Yeah. Well, speaking of clusterfucks,
bro, they're actually paying two coaches who aren't coaching anymore. $40 million.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So, kind of a couple interesting things.
Can I ask you one question? I want to get your take on this. What did you think about that massive trade of Chase Young to the 49ers.
We'll get to that. I want to get over the results from this week, and then we'll get to that.
Okay, good, good.
Okay, so last week, a couple things happened. Kirk Cousins is out for the year. The Vikings were looking good, but now he's done. They traded for Josh Hobbs now. Also,
what do you think of Dobbs?
Means, you know, they shouldn't lose. I don't know. I mean, everything's, you know, there's so many teams now with injuries. It's quarterback, you know, Stafford's hurt, and everybody's hurt.
Like, there's a lot of new quarterbacks.
Like there's guys I've never even heard of. Like Jaren Hall is playing this week. Brett Rippon's playing for the Rams. It's just like the scores suck. There's low scoring games. The quarterbacks are terrible. And the only two games of note last week that like were interesting was you know, the Bengals went to San Francisco and beat the piss out of them 31-17.
And you know what's troubling is San Francisco's lost three games in a row.
And Purdy had
a bad game.
They're not even in first place anymore. Seattle beat Cleveland in comeback fashion, and like, you know, so I'm looking at the Ravens.
Purdy, let me just say this: Purdy's thrown five interceptions in his last three games.
Yeah. And the Chiefs got beat by the crappy Broncos. It's like, what's going on here? You know? So it's like, you know, I don't know. Like, the NFL is like, it's not.
Bro, do you want to hear one of the best trolls ever?
What?
After Denver beat Kansas City, on their loudspeakers and on the screen, they played a Taylor Swift song. How great is that?
Oh, my God. That's great. So every week, we kind of look at how many, you know, because every team stinks, it seems like. But how many games have winning teams playing against each other? And the past couple of weeks has been terrible. There's only been two games that winning teams have played each other. However, lo and behold, this week we actually have some marquee matchups, but you're going to have to get up bright and early on Sunday to watch one of them, Conan, because
the one from
Miami
Germany.
Dolphins are playing the Chiefs in a slugfest for the, you know, the to see who's going to be the top of the AFC. The winner of this game is going to be
Tyreek Hill plays his old team.
He does. Also, now the number two team in the NFC, the Seattle Seahawks, travel to another team tied for the lead in the AFCs, the Baltimore Ravens, which could be a very interesting game for possible Super Bowl preview. You never know with Pete Carroll, you know, and John Harbaugh. They're two good coaches.
I got Baltimore to cover. Yeah.
Well, they're laying 6 points, which is kind of interesting.
5.5 on my deal here.
Then in a game that's going to draw huge ratings for Fox at 4:25 Eastern, the Dallas Cowboys against the Philadelphia Eagles. Cowboys looked great last week. They blew out the Rams. The Eagles just keep winning. They're 7-1. Should be a high scoring game. The average points the last five times these teams have played each other have been combined 62 points per game. So this should be a good shootout.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden that night, right after that, we got another marquee matchup here, the Bills and the Bengals. You got Josh Allen against Joe Burrow. You know, the funny thing about in the NFL these days, the good quarterback matchups draw the numbers. So you're going to have Tua versus Pat Mahomes. You're going to have, Geno Smith against Lamar Jackson, whatever. But, you know, Dak Prescott against, you know, Jalen Hurts. And you got then the main event definitely is Josh Allen against Joe Burrow, which are two MVP favorites going against each other. And so we'll get things sorted out. We'll see how
Sunday's going to be really fun because last week sucked.
Yeah, well, sorry, and the week before that. There's a 6:30 game is good. 10 a.m. game is good. 1:25 game is good, and 5:20. So right feels 13 hours of great TV. So did you see the Fury Ngannou fight?
Okay, well, first, before we get to that, I want to ask you about the trade. What do you think about Chase Young joining Bosa?
Well, the watch is just giving up, so we'll see.
Right.
I mean,
because they traded that other guy, Sweat, to Chicago, right?
Yeah. It seems like whenever San Francisco makes a trade, it's always for like a top-tier player. Like they traded for McCaffrey. You know, they're trading for Chase Young, like a top, you know, like number one pick type guys. You know, so like if they make a trade, they're gonna they're not trading for some bum. You know, so that I think that's pretty interesting. But
now let me ask you a question: we'll What do you think about what's this guy's name? Levis for
Will Levis?
Will Levis, because he played you guys. How do you look to you?
I mean, he looked good that first game, but then he didn't. Nothing special the second. He's got a good arm. But, you know, they only scored 16 points against the Steelers last night. So, I don't – we'll see. I mean, I need to see a body of work. You know, like Kenny Pickett stinks.
Yeah.
You know, Will Levis looked better than Kenny Pickett, but the Steelers beat them.
Well, Will Levis almost won because he threw that – they were down by 4 points, and he threw that pass into the end zone and got intercepted.
Yeah.
Like I said, if he would have scored, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Conan, you know, like we've talked a lot about like a feminization, you know, men are becoming more feminine.
Right.
Like that's pretty obvious, right?
Feminization of America, 100%.
Well, men are in decline. And the average strength in men has decreased. Sperm counts are at an all-time low. Depression is at an all-time high. We're not talking about it enough. It's time to turn things around. The reason? Testosterone levels are under attack from a host of chemicals that we are exposed to every day. Soaps, deodorants, shampoos, and shower gels are full of endocrine disruptors. Vaping destroys enzymes linked to testosterone production. Cell phones in your pocket kill sperm count. Seed oils are in so many food you don't even realize and block androgen receptors. And unfiltered water in most fruits and vegetables contain chemicals and pesticides that have literally caused feminization of male frogs in studies. There's so many things out there that are causing testosterone decline. More important than ever to be proactive and boosting your own testosterone levels with proven ingredients like the ones found in the Legacy Test Stack. Here our boy Nick Alves is to save the day for masculinity. TestX9 is a Legacy Sports Nutrition's best-selling product, and so many of our listeners have already used it and reported phenomenal results in their energy, strength, sex drive. Compounding it with T-Assist adds even more proven test-boosting ingredients as well as estrogen inhibitors to ensure that your masculinity stays exactly where it needs to be. Every ingredient in TestX9 is clinically proven to stimulate natural testosterone production, and for complete transparency, there are links posted on the site to external studies for each ingredient so you can make an informed decision. Toxic masculinity is not a thing. Toxins killing masculinity is. Protect yourself and stay healthy. Stop waiting. Level up now at LegacySups.com and always use the code K100 for a discount and to support the show. That's LegacySups.com. Level up with the Legacy and use code K100.
Right, and this isn't just an ad. Everything that Disco just said is absolutely true. But, you know, as you all know, testosterone, you know, promotes strength, stamina, helps your libido, estrogen control, has everything to maintain your testosterone. Because as we know, after a certain age, your testosterone starts to naturally dip.
But definitely check out the products that Nick promotes.
Yeah, and for women's supplements, Mickey James has her own line. But check out everything they do. This is one of our best-selling products. And there's a reason, because it works. And it has a lot of people that come back and keep using. They've been with us for years now because our listeners are using it. Like, we do a lot of stuff for wellness. If you notice, most of our ads are all about wellness. Your hygiene, your health. And this is just another example. So get your Legacy Subs. Boom.
Let's get into boxing here. Did you see the fight?
Yes.
What'd you think?
You know, I mean, I kind of gave it to Nagano because he knocked him down in the third round. He never got knocked down.
And plus two, this is what I thought was interesting.
And bro, he lasted the whole match.
Yeah. Everybody thought it was going to be like, you know, he gassed. He definitely didn't gas.
Right.
He looked like a boxer. You know, when they've had these right. UFC fighters in there, like their stance has been crappy, like, right. You know, and like
wild haymaker swings. Yeah.
Wild, bro,
plus,
he looked
plus
like
extra points for having the goat in your corner, Tyson.
Yeah. And he had a professional composed stance. And after it, so he had knocked him down in the third. Bro, they got that the 10th right. round. Their punch
should have been a 10-8 round, by the way. But go ahead.
It was sure, a 10-8
absolutely.
Round.
Oh, it was
a 10-8 round. Of course it was. Okay. Yeah, it's okay. An automatic 10-8 round. Right. But when the 10th round came by, they gave the punch stats. They're like identical. Like they had thrown in the identical amount of punches and landed the identical amount of punches almost. So I was kind of surprised. I mean, at least
No. Fury had look it up, Joe. Fury had a little bit of a lead. Yeah, he threw more punches.
But they were almost identical. Not exact. I'm just saying they were very, very, very close in punch stats. I was looking to go, wow, that's like, you know. He's in this fight. And so
what was it? It was like 77-72 or some shit. What was it, Joe?
Something like that.
Fury landed 71 of 223. Nagano landed 59 of 231. And Fury was the more active fighter in 6 of 10 rounds.
Right. But at the 10th round, like the last two rounds, he got more punches in. But I'm saying the 9th or 10th round, they were very close. So he kind of pulled away.
I just thought, bro, I thought he was the aggressor, landed heavier shots, and scored a knockdown. What more do you need? But here's the reason they didn't give it to Nagano. Because Usyk was ringside, and they want to make money with Usyk.
Of course.
And going in with a loss against Nagano, they would have lost a lot of money. So Nagano kind of got fucked here.
They did. And this prize fight, you know, he got screwed, but he you know, one judge gave him the win, which is kind of like, you know, that's what, bro, that's like, think about that. In this first ever boxing match, one of the judges thinks he beat the heavyweight to the lineal heavyweight champion.
Right.
Well, like, that's a huge W. You know? So now it's, you see, yeah.
Who's a promoter? That English guy?
Eddie Hearn, right?
Yeah, Eddie Hearn. I guarantee you, bro, because if they do this in Mexico, they do it in the United States. He got paid off by the promoter. And sometimes that's exactly how it works. Sometimes, you know, they put in their own judges, sometimes a commission. And if somebody that you put in, well, you already know that if you pay them off, he's, you know, around the eighth inning, seventh inning. I don't know how they do their signals or how they're like, okay, this guy's going over.
Right. All right. So that's been sports. Interesting week.
Let me just say one thing.
Did you hear that Eddie Hearn buried Fury?
No.
Do you want to hear this real quick?
Yeah.
So in a candid interview, Eddie Hearn rips Tyson Fury after the Ngannou fight. For me, Tyson Fury has been a disappointment, he began, charging at Fury's boxing resume. He contended that the heavyweight champion has only faced two top-tier opponents in his entire career, Vladimir Klitschko and Deontay Wilder. He didn't stop there. He took the opportunity to critique Fury's interest in fighting UFC. I think Tyson should focus on his own sport. It's all very well fighting Ngannou, but you should concentrate on boxing. So I don't know why he was so, in my opinion, Fury doesn't want to face the top contenders in boxing. He's using Ngannou.
Well, I'll tell you,
contenders suck. That's why.
Well, Usyk doesn't.
Like Joshua,
Usyk doesn't. Yeah. Usyk doesn't. And right. When Usyk got in the ring, Usyk was like, yeah, I'm ready to fight. Let's sign it. Because the promoter kept saying December 12th. And Fury was like, oh, yeah, I'm going on vacation. Like, he did not look like he wanted to fight Usyk.
Right. And then they canceled the date on that they're extending it now because he needs more time because he got beat up.
He didn't seem like he was in. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. But anyways, the last thing I want to ask you about is somebody wrote me on Twitter. Oh, people are saying that the, you know, World Series is kind of boring. What do you think? I didn't think it was exciting.
I didn't watch what
do you think of that last game? Did you watch it?
No interest. I heard no hitter going, and then I just turned it on. Right. But I didn't have
it. So let me tell you, I thought for sure Arizona was going to win this because that guy Gallen had a no hitter going into the seventh inning, and in the I believe seventh and eighth inning they had bases loaded, and they only scored one run. The Rangers did, and I thought Arizona has this, and then they just went off in the ninth inning, and they didn't even play with Garcia.
Yes.
So. Well, talk about great off-season moves. How great did Eovaldi turn out for them, Semien turn out for them, and Seager turn out for them?
Yeah, they've been studs.
Right. And now fucking Seager just tied Reggie Jackson for, you know, MVP in both leagues.
Yeah.
All right. So that's been our sports. Enjoy real quick. Have you seen Wembanyama?
Yes, he looks great so far.
He looks great.
It's only five games, but we'll see. You know, that's...
No, 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 no. Don't give me that, bro. The way he dribbles the ball.
L.A. De La Cruz, the guy for Cincinnati, like the first 2 weeks, we put him in the guy at the Hall of Fame. I was saying, the guy's had some good games, five games. You know, okay. Let's wait.
Well, you got a point there, but I'm going to stick to it. This guy will be the rookie of the year.
Well, he should be the rookie of the year. He's the number one pick.
And yeah, not our number one picks are rookies of the year.
Like the past 10 years, you know, so.
Well, let me just tell you, bro, this Washington is scrappy. They were down 20 points against Phoenix. And with 3 seconds left, because I watched this game, that guy Johnson stole the ball from Durant, scored, and they won by one. And yesterday they played again and they beat him by 20. Bro, it's a team with no names.
It's the fifth game of the year.
I know it's five games, but still.
All these guys like Durant and LeBron and stuff, everything, they don't really start playing until January. You know, like they'll play like when they play the games against the big teams they get up for, but they just go through the motions. We'll see what happens in January. We'll see where that team is. But like he looks great so far. I'm not saying he doesn't, but I'm not ready to put the guy in the Hall of Fame yet. You know,
yeah, me neither, but I'll give him Rookie of the Year just based on what I've seen so far.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.